resurgence of Kate Bush continues with her nomination to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bush's 1985 song, Running Up That Hill, reached number 3 on Billboard's Hot 100 last summer after the song was featured in the Netflix series Stranger Things. And some classic hip-hop returning to your favorite music streaming service.
Dr. Dre's The Chronic is returning to streaming services. The album returned Wednesday after it was removed when Snoop Dogg acquired the Death Row Records catalog. Dre said to re-release the album and make it available to fans all over the world is a full circle moment for him. I'm Trey Thomas.
A number of big upcoming films are going to see trailers air during the Super Bowl, Marvel Studios, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and The Marvels, all expected to have trailers during the game. Disney will also be airing spots for The Little Mermaid, Elemental, and Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Meantime, Warner Brothers expected to show an ad for DC's The Flash, while Universal will debut its trailer for Fast X, also known as Fast and Furious 10.
Crazy how I feel, I'm so happy it hurts.
Bryan Adams and Joan Jett teaming up for 26 concert dates across the country this summer. The tour begins June 6th in Baltimore and wraps up August 3rd in Seattle. Other stops include Buffalo, St. Louis, and Denver. That's entertainment. I'm Liz Warner, NBC News Radio.